This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Haskell-Sega. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk. Today, we have the pleasure of being joined with Tracy Beer, the creator, director, co-creator, producer of the new AVTN and Omni show, actually, Mohawk Girls. And we have also one of the stars of the show, Brittany LeBourne. Hopefully, I got that enunciation correct, Brittany.
Yes, you did.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both for joining us today. You know, Tracy and Brittany, to start, maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit more about yourselves, and we'll start with Tracy.
Sure thing. I am a 36-year-old Mohawk filmmaker. I have been doing this for a good 14 years. I am from the Mohawk community of Ganawage, which is where the show is based on the community, and it's slightly autobiographical. So if you watch the show, you're going to find out a lot more about me. I've wanted to be a filmmaker ever since I was 12 years old. So it's been a driving force in my life to get to this point. And you know, I'm very, very passionate about sharing our stories with the world. I think it's great for us to self-reflect on where we are in the world as Aboriginal people, but I also really do enjoy, you know, opening our world to our non-Native neighbors to, you know, increase understanding. I'm all about, like, let's make the world a better place for all of us.
Definitely. Well, appreciate that, Tracy, and sounds like, of course, you put in some passionate work over the years. And Brittany, maybe you can now tell herself or just a little bit more about yourself.
Sure, yeah. I'm also a Mohawk woman from Ganawage, born and raised there. I've known Tracy forever. we all know each other there. And yeah, I've actually also wanted to be an actress since I was a very little girl. My mom was just telling me the other night how I told her, you know, when I was little, Mom, I want to be in a movie when I grow up. And she was just reminding me, like, hey, now you are, you know, you're on TV. So it has been a lifelong dream, although, you know, I've only really started to pursue it in the last few years. And so I'm so thankful to have this opportunity with Tracy. But I also am an emerging director. I've been working with Tracy as well on a new documentary series for APTN. It's a kid show called Dream Big. So I kind of have two careers going on right now. And yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Definitely exciting stuff, and I'm sure consumers will have to stay in tune with what sounds like another wonderful show coming up, and you know, for children as well, we reach a lot of that audience. But to bring it back to Mohawk Girls, which of course I know we want to focus on this interview, again, it's a terrible new show. I had the pleasure of, you know, watching some of the episodes myself with my wife, and just to actually cover a little bit more, Tracy, on the show itself, what inspired you to create it?
Well, you know, I'm 36 years old now, but I was once a 20-something-year-old Mohawk girl, and it's a very, very confusing time. You know, you're trying to figure out who you are in a world that is telling you many different things of who you should be. You know, the Canadian society says we are this. Your own people tell you don't do this, do this. And then there's what your heart is telling you to do. There's what your passion is telling you to do. There's what your dreams and your interests are telling you what to do. And figuring all of that out and being able to find your strength to stand and be who you are meant to be is really, I feel, what the show is about. It's about these four young women, four young 20-something Mohawk girls, trying to find that strength to be who they are. And, you know, throughout that process, you fall, you make mistakes, but we all get up, we learn from them, and we continue on. So there's love, there's sex, there's family, there's frenemies, there's fights, there's, you know, everything that makes up life on the res.
Well, of course, you know, and lots happens, and it's great to see a show that's actually not afraid to cover everything. So to bring it over to Brittany, I know your character is always described as type A. Maybe you can tell our audience a little bit more about her and basically her experiences on the show as well.
Yeah, so Zoe is very much a perfectionist that goes along with that type A personality. She is basically, she's always worried about what kind of, you know, how she's presenting herself. She really, really wants to be a role model for people in her community, especially for the youth, but she also wants to be a role model to people on the outside of the community. So to non-Native people, she always is worried about, you know, she wants to make sure she's representing her people well. So, you know, with all that pressure, she kind of has to have some kind of outlet, and so she does take it out in this kind of fun, sexy, and a little kinky way.
Well, yeah, I'm sure a lot of our audience members will definitely want to tune in. Now, a little bit more on, you know, the actual background of the show. As you both covered, you're both Mohawk and from Kahnawake, and, you know, that's where the show's set. How important is it that a show like this, you know, was set on the actual real reserve rather than a fictional one?
Yeah, well, when we first started writing it, we definitely had that conversation. Like, are we making a fictional Mohawk community? I mean, we have, what, I think 6 Mohawk communities in our area. Do we make a fictional one and give it its own name? But for one, I really wanted to shoot in Kahnawake. And so many of the stories, or at least the nuances of the show, it's so related. It's so drawn from the actual community that I thought, you know, why take away its thunder? Like, let's just put it in Kahnawake and be straight up about it. And it also, I feel it grounds the show even more in authenticity. Like, it's fiction, but it's not fiction. You know, it absolutely is based on a real community. It's based on real things that go on in that community. You know, the show is quite autobiographical of my own experiences there, but, you know, I've also drawn from that of my friends and my family and my sister. So I wanted to celebrate and poke fun. Celebrate the good, poke fun at, you know, the stuff we need to work on, and not shy away from that. You know, I think it makes it all the more fun for it to be about a real place.
Definitely. Would you like to add your thoughts, Brittany?
Sure, yeah. You know, I, growing up, and I guess I didn't notice it so much when I was a kid, but more when I got into post-secondary education, you know, CSGEP and university, so many people, fellow students, you know, were fascinated when they found out I came from a Native community, a Mohawk community, a community that is right across the river from Montreal, you know, so close by. A lot of them didn't even know there was a Native community so close to Montreal. And so I've often found myself explaining where Kahnawake is, what Kahnawake is, you know, and so it's kind of nice to get to show people, you know, maybe I won't have to explain so much anymore, because it'll be like, you know, this is us, here we are, you know, check us out, you know, find out who we are, and you know, I hope that they like it, that it satisfies people.
Well, that's great. And so before we let you both go, I just want to say a big thank you for joining us today, Tracy and Brittany. Maybe some final words for our listeners. Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom. I don't know.
Words of wisdom. Yep, go ahead, Britt. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I think this is, and I'm not just saying it because I'm in it, no, I think this is a really important show. No, it's a really important show, not only for First Nations people in Canada, but for all of Canada, you know. I think it'd be great if everyone could just give us a chance, you know, and I think this show is so much more than what it appears to be on the outside. So, you know, I hope people tune in, and I hope they enjoy it.
And Tracy.
Yep. As for me, I'd love to leave people with, you know, the assurance that this is a comedy. You know, so many of mainstream coverage of our issues and our world is very negative. It's very dark. And while we are dealing with many, many things, that is not all that we are. And Mohawk Girls really looks to celebrate the lighter side of Aboriginal life, and everything that we are. You know, we are not just one note. We are not just one thing. We are not, we are so diverse, and we are so complex. And we've really tried to get into that in the show with multiple layers of story, multiple nuances. So really, come for the ride. I think you're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, again, audience members, that's Sunday nights on Omni and Tuesday nights on AETN, 9 to 10. You can catch back-to-back episodes of Mohawk Girls. And for those on the radio catching this, you can make sure to check out links, www.mohawkgirls.com. Check out more information there behind the scenes, you know, stay in tune with the show. Also, you can catch everyone on Twitter there, at AETN, of course, stay in tune with them, and then at Mohawk Girls, and at Tracy Gear, and at Brittle Horn. So, again, I thank you guys so much for taking the time, Tracy and Brittany, Jimmy Wex listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.